Hello, and welcome to The Guild That Keeps On Giving, a podcast about a group of friends and their thoughts, ideas, and experiences relating to D&D. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Patrick, and let's go talk to my friends.
Can we tell what kind of mechanism is on the rocks to our left and right?
Some kind of lever.
Kind of a lever.
And there's levers on each one of the pillars as well.
Okay. Can I just move around freely?
Can Papa
just move around freely?
Yes. As you start moving around, you realize that it is very slippery and you could slip and fall or slide and fall off this cliff 30 feet.
But there are steps going down, right?
There are. But they look covered in ice and frost as well.
Go on your butt. That's the key. Just sit down and then you just kind of tut 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 down the down the steps.
I pull my skis out of my pack.
Okay. Do you want to kind of slide down the 30-foot stairs? It's very...
I mean, it's not stairs at this point, right? It's just an ice
slide.
Ramp.
It's stairs covered in ice, so it'll be bump, 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 bump as you slide down. But you can hold on to the railing and ease yourself down.
Somebody's home alone to their tower.
Right.
All right.
Can I just cut 30 feet of rope and like tie it off here on the side and just shimmy down?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You can tie rope to the top and shimmy on down.
I'm going to slide down the slide. Like, is something going to happen? Like, now I need to know. What's
no, you just
slide.
Go bump, 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 bump. Whee! No damage or anything. But as long as you like don't run or try to stay on your feet, you're not going to fall.
All right.
So Papa.
Then I'll come back up.
You're already down. You climbed
well,
down. Yeah,
you scared him
I
off
need
it.
A good
he
workout,
was going to go
man.
Down. And then
I need a good workout. It's part of my giant background.
Got to keep
stay good
athletic.
Shape. That's right.
All right. So you guys make it down to the floor and you're moving. You find that if you move anything more than about 10 feet at a time that you start sliding. So you're moving very slow and cautiously.
Okay. I'm moving slow, but I'm heading towards C2.
Okay.
Can I crank that and see if anything happens? Or pull it, or whatever it is I'm supposed to do with it?
Yes.
The lever deal?
Okay, everyone freeze.
Okay, okay.
In the cold room. When you pull that lever, a blast of cold air, like cold damage attack, blasts out from the other three pillars. Within 10 feet, and no one happens to be within 10 feet of another pillar, so they don't have to make saving throws against the vicious cold damage.
Does it expel the cold in a complete circle, like all 360 degrees, or does it
yes.
come out in like
no, it just blasts out of the, yeah, in a circle.
Okay. I'd like to try, hold on, guys. Stay where you are. I'd like to try to put the lever back in the position I found it in.
Okay.
And then pull it again. Does it happen again?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess we know what happened.
The lever kind of resets on its own.
Oh, it resets on its own.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So you clamp it down, it pops back up.
Toilet.
All right. Yeah, it is. They're just flushing ice poop at us.
Okay.
I guess it's better than regular
food. Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Now, Papa is resistant and somewhat immune to the effects of this room because of his cold resistance, right? Doesn't he have some kind of... Or is that a different...
I'm not
is
immune.
Is that old Goliath?
No, I'm resistant to cold, but I'm not immune to it, though.
Okay. Well, with your resistance to cold, you don't have to make any... con saves or anything from the room itself.
Okay.
But Engelbert and Aquardite, you are starting to feel like if there's a whole lot of activity here, you could get exhausted very easily.
I'm going to do protection from energy on myself for cold.
Ah, very good.
Can I use Druidcraft? It says you can, affect the weather. Predicts the weather, excuse me.
Right. You predict snow.
Uh-huh. Can I, can I stay near them and then they get bonus to their saves if they have to make any?
This is more of an environmental effect.
I'm just going to light a torch and just carry fire with me at all times.
Okay.
And that way I'll avoid the cold by being warm.
Very good.
Oh, well, there you go.
That will help. Yeah, the protection energy does seem to be working, and the flame seems to be keeping your hands warm, and you can keep it by your face.
I mean, yeah, if you're carrying a torch, it's warm. Like
right. Yep. Okay.
So can I... Well, I mean, I don't want to cause anybody to get cold poop on them, but can I...
I'm going to go back slowly and carefully back up the stairs, and you can go pull all the levers to your heart's content, because I feel like that's what you want to do.
I want to see if they all result in the same end game there. So I'll go 10 feet at a time, you said, right?
Yes.
All right. Can I pull that lever on, looks like C1?
Yes. Column 1. And the other 3... blast out.
Okay. All right. So I'm getting a sense of what's going on with this.
On your way back, or on your way to the next one, can you try pushing this this giant block of ice once again? Yeah, I don't know why, but it feels like a Zelda dungeon, and that's definitely a classic. Push the cubes and they slide around.
Sure. I'll go up to this. Can I investigate this block of ice and see if it's movable?
Yeah, you can go ahead and push on it.
All right, I will push on it.
Okay. And the block of ice is actually a frost-colored gelatinous cube, which you are now engulfed in. As you push into it, just like in the D&D movie, where they jump into the gelatinous cube. Actually, well, it's going to make an attack on you, but...
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Man, it all works out.
Okay. Does an 18 hit? I don't think so. I think you have a 20.
My AC is a 20.
Yes. Though. So its pseudopod reaches out and it is trying to attack you. So
it's not frozen.
It is not frozen.
Huh. Is it like
it's as if it made its saving throw over and over again, which is what I was rolling.
Oh, okay. So it's not putting up an illusion. It just didn't get frozen.
Right.
Okay. So here's what I would like to do. Instead of trying to...
You know what? Hold on. It is a dex save, not a con save.
Ooh, minus 3.
It is frozen.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. I thought it was a con save, but looking back at the notes here, it is a dex save to avoid the blast of ice. Usually cold is a con, so that's why I assumed it was. And gelatinous cubes have a really good con, but a really bad dex. So...
I see.
Let's go back a little bit. You press against it and the frost comes off and you realize that it is some kind of gelatinous, oozy thing that has been frozen.
Okay. Engelbert, it's some kind of gelatinous, oozy thing that's been frozen.
Oh, don't touch it then. Sorry. I thought it was an ice cube. I thought this was a puzzle. Leave that alone.
No problem.
Well, it's an ice cube now.
All right. So I back up off it then. Okay. Then... I'm going to move 10 feet at a time, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to throw a rope up and climb up to this, I don't know, whatever this thing is, this rock thing at the bottom left.
Where the lever is on top?
Yeah, where we saw the mechanism or the lever or whatever.
Okay, so that, give me an athletics climb. You're going to use ropes and whatever tools you have to try to climb up the icy.
All right.
Elevated space.
It's a 17.
Okay, that works.
Cool.
You're able to, with some definite effort, make your way up to the top.
Okay. So what does this thing look like? It's just like a straight lever, like the ones that are on the columns, or does it look like some sort of thing I gotta...
A little different. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one. You're a D.
Can I investigate it? Or no? Yeah, would that be investigation? I just want to look it over, and I want to, like, get whatever knowledge I can about it.
Okay.
Like, do I... Basically, here's what I'm looking for. If I were to pull this lever, I'm looking around the base of it and all that stuff to see if there's, like, holes where arrows can come out or...
Okay, roll an investigation.
Okay. Which is also not very good for me either. That sucks that all three of us aren't investigators.
Oh, well, yeah. All
right. Looks just like a mechanical lever.
Okay. I yell to Engelbert. I'm like, heads up. I'm going to pull this lever and you're like right across.
That's true. Like, I have a passive 20 perception. Do I notice any obvious, like, oh, what's this hole that's exactly a crossbow bolt size near me? Or...
No, you don't see anything like that.
We're just going to risk it. Go for it. I don't see anything here that's weird other than the whole weirdness of this whole, you know, space.
Yeah, this entire place. All right, I try to pull that lever.
Okay. There's a bit of a flash and a blast of cold up on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And a gelatinous cube.
Well, for fuck's sake.
Drops down from the ceiling.
Okay.
Right there. Right next to Acrodite. And it splats down. And okay. We have to kind of go to initiative at this point.
Whoa! Oh, but also, that's cool.
Splats a cube down. Ba-ba-ba.
Oh, I forgot what my initiative bonus is. Oh, it's not hard. It's a plus one. Not very good at that either. It seems like I'm not very good at a lot of shit. Like the majority of things.
I don't remember. Did you roll poorly on your...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had some bad stats.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I got a 15 initiative. That's really... That's a win for me. I'll take it. So.
All right.
But I'm not in the turn order.
Okay, I'll add you. All right. And Engelbert, what did you get? 22?
That's correct. Yep.
Wow. Nice one, Engelbert.
And Acrodite got a 20. Really good. All right. Yeah. So
you guys are killing it.
All right. This thing comes splatting down, does a little jello wiggle when it hits the floor, and shifts around to look like it's going to try to run over Acrodite.
Boo. Acrodite. Don't go in the cube.
I'm in trouble.
The cube looks like you don't want to be in there.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. I blast it with the fireball.
Okay.
Does the 16 hit it?
Yes. It hits it squarely.
If I'm reading this
They're really hard to miss.
They are a huge gelatinous cube of these.
3d10, so...
Does make
18
sense.
Points of damage.
Nice.
And it
take that.
Sizzles. Okay. Acrodite.
Oh.
I have a gelatinous cube right next to you, and it's got these pseudopods flailing around. And
I am in melee with it, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'm going...
Had you been 5 feet over, it would have... Fallen right on top
splatted
of you.
Splatted on my noggin. Okay. Then I was going to just blast it with a cantrip, but I think now I will. I think I'll just hit it.
No fire bear for this fight.
No, you know, I just looked. God, my weapons are awful. I will risk the opportunity attack and move back.
Okay. Ooh, a 23.
Oh, that hits.
Yeah, so 9 acid.
All right.
That seems like fun.
Then, boop, boop, boop. I'll go there, and I...
Okay, make a dex roll.
Nice.
19.
Okay, you don't go sliding.
Excellent. All right.
Or maybe you do, but it's completely controlled.
Yeah.
It looks super cool.
Yeah. All right, I will blast it. with fire. Ooh, 24. For 7 damage. Jeebus.
Okay. With fire?
Yeah, I burn it with fire.
All right. Produce flame. All right. Papa.
Papa's going to get his ass up off of this thing and climb down. Can I do that in one turn?
The rope is still there from when you climbed up. Okay. So, yeah, you can just slide down. But that'll take your whole turn to get down to the bottom. It's because it's a 40 feet climb.
That's my entire movement, is what you're saying.
It's going to take movement and, you know, to control it, movement and an action to get all the way down.
It's going to take my action as well.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. What can Papa do? Can you do something, Papa? Papa's going to firebolt instead then. Can I climb halfway down a firebolt?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that. That way I can halfway get there. I am going to try to hit this thing with a firebolt. Does a 9 hit it?
It actually does.
Nice.
Holy shit. Okay. I look as surprised as he... I'm like... trying to climb and shoot this firebolt at the same time. It looks ridiculous. And I'm as surprised as it is that I hit something. And I'm half, I guess I'm 20 feet in the air on a rope. That's it for Papa.
Very good. All right. The gelatinous cube is going to go 5, 10, 15. It seems to just slide across the ice. And then it's going to do an engulf. Which it moves up to its speed, 5, 10, 15, and engulfs Acrodite, or tries to.
Yeah, is there no save or anything?
Yeah, there is. Make a dex saving throw.
Look out, Acrodite.
16.
All right. You just slide back rather than being engulfed.
Nice.
Nice.
Being engulfed seems really bad.
Way to show that ooze who's boss.
All right. Round 2. Engelbert.
Same thing. Gonna try to shoot a firebolt at it. 14
that hits.
And 14 damage.
Okay. Acrodite?
Acrodite, I'm going to Shalala.
Shalala.
I was missing...
Shamrocks and shillelaghs.
Heck yeah! My shalala is... I think you can roll it right through here. 16?
That is a hit.
8 bludgeoning magical.
All right. Oh, and this thing has been bloodied. Sorry. All right. It is splashing around. Papa.
Papa's going to do the same thing. He's going to shoot a firebolt and then climb down 20 feet.
Okay. That hits.
Man, my damage is horrible today. 11 fire damage, and now I'm on the ground. That's it for Papa.
All right. It is going to try to hit Acrodite rather than engulf. Since Acrodite seems to be very dexterous, can get out of the way. And it undoubtedly missed with those horrible rolls.
What's so awesome about this is Acrodite has a +0 to dex, and he's making right, these dex saves every time. That's cool.
That is actually cool. All right, Engelbert.
Same thing, just more fire.
Nice.
Definite hit.
12 more
definite
damage.
Is
that... Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Okay, it is looking pretty bad. Acrodite.
Acrodite's just gonna walk again with a shalala. Ooh, a 28 for 13 points of bludgeoning.
All right, it splatters into goo and dissolves onto the ice and then just freezes.
Excellent.
Well, I guess I'm done pulling those levers.
Yeah.
Fuck those levers. Let's go to the other side of the room and see what's over
there. I didn't realize until you had climbed up the 40-foot incline on, like, for the lever that we could just climb it. So first off, let's back up a step. Are these gelatinous cubes still frozen looking?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm gonna carefully skate on by. Maybe I went the long way around to avoid them, but either way, mm-hmm. I'm getting to...
Yeah, they're not moving, and they look opaque.
Sure.
And solid.
I am going to just climb up these rocks slowly. And
okay. Now, remember your wild shapes have climbing speed. Just...
Sure, but I mean...
You know, if you want to use that.
I don't, because that feels like then I'm burning a useful resource. Okay. Unless I can't get up here some other way, but I...
Well, yeah, go ahead and make an athletics check.
Sure. 14.
That does not make it. So you're climbing up, and I'm going to see how far you got by D4. You almost to the top, and the ice breaks, and you slip, and make a dex saving throw.
You'd be hanging on like Stallone in Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're starting to slip down.
16.
And you catch yourself, so you kind of bang down, and I'm just going to give you 4 points of bludgeoning damage as you smack into some outcropping, and you grab onto it, and you're about 30 feet up.
Oh, so I'm still almost at the top.
Yeah. Yeah, you still got 10 feet to go. The rest of you guys are just waiting where you're at.
Yeah, if we're not in initiative, I'm gonna turn into a fiery bear.
Again. Okay.
Yep. Fiery land guy, and yeah, I'll climb up.
Okay.
I am gonna make my way over there.
Bit by bit. You know,
bit by bit, the slow 10 foot at a time thing.
All right. So with your climbing speed, you're able to climb up there.
Once you're up, I'll toss a rope for you just to put a paw on so that I can climb up.
Okay.
And then I'll toss the rest of that rope back down to Papa, and he can just...
Yep.
There you go.
Cool.
All right. So you can attach it up there. Okay. So, yeah, there's some kind of stone apparatus here. It's got runes and etchings and all sorts of magically looking stuff. So,
can we
obviously, arcana? This would be an arcana it. Yeah, go ahead.
Mine sucks, but hey.
It's worth a shot.
Hey, it's probably two better than I'll
go
get.
Into a treatise on exactly what this is with my two.
I'm going to roll as well, there see if go. I can find out anything. Oh. 20.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately, Papa, you've seen something like this before in your travels. Just once, and you're like, hey, I remember this wizard, blah, 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 blah. So you figure out that this is... some kind of deactivated portal, and it looks like there's two key holes side by side, and that you have to activate the portal with some keys.
So we need two keys.
How much you want to bet there in the two gelatinous cubes?
Yeah. Did I see anything floating in the gelatinous cube when I was all up on it?
No, but it would be hard to make out a small key in a something that big.
All right, I just start firebolting those damn cubes.
I just want to, we pick one, concentrate fire, just firebolt it.
And produce flame, firebolt.
Till it's gone, and then the same to the other one.
Fire bear can go down there and rip at it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So fire bear, go ahead and pick one. And you can... kind of climb down the...
Well, I mean, Acrodite, is this needlessly endangering you? Like, we're up here 40 feet, we can just blast it. Like, you can stay in your fire bear form, but I don't want you to get hurt.
It's frozen. It you guys rip it apart. It takes a couple rounds.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Then that's fine.
It kind of shatters.
Okay. I will do it.
Acrodite, sniff around for keys.
Yeah, sure. I'll do. I think when you're in wild shape, you could still use your racial stuff. You know what? I don't know that I can do tremor sense just constantly.
Yeah, I think it's a so many times per something or other.
I do too.
But I just feel like as a bear,
you can just search around.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You can just sniff around, search around. You check it out thoroughly, and since you guys are all protected from the cold, time is not of as essence as it would be if you were okay. There is no key in that gelatinous cube.
Blow up
what
the
about
other
the
one?
Other guy?
Yeah, we blow up the other.
All right. So you blow up the other one.
Right.
There is a key in that one.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Let's just make the most of this. You bring that key up to us, then go pull a lever. A gelatinous tube will drop, will blast it, draw its attention, and you charge up from behind and do.
Wait. Was there one? Can we check the area where the other one?
Oh, sure. That's a good idea before we do all that.
So planted.
Over here? Yeah, Acrodite can go check that out. So you drop the key off to Engelbert.
Yep.
And go down and check the other one. You do not see a key in that area after checking it out thoroughly.
Okay.
And maybe pull the lever on the other side from the one that I pulled. The one that says, like, B on it.
Over here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll climb up there.
Okay. You're able to climb easily up there. Now, this one has, it's a lever in the center, kind of like a joystick. Mm-hmm. You can go north, east, south, or west.
It's where to drop it.
Slots in four directions.
Right.
Try to line it up right here, if you can.
Okay, I'll go north, east.
Okay, as soon as you move the lever north, a huge wind blows from the south wall north, and Papa and Engelbert, you are knocked back against the wall, but where you were makes it safe for you.
Nice.
Acrodite, you need to make a saving throw or be flung off the top of that 40-foot.
Okay. What kind of save?
Dex.
Dex.
As you try to grab onto something.
I think my dex is equal to my wisdom now in this form.
Is that how that works?
I think.
Let's pull that up because we want to play test properly. And
there we go. Land. Strength and dex equal to your wisdom. Okay. Awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. Because my dex is not greater than that. Okay. This is a wisdom check or a wisdom. Would it have been
a dex?
Dex.
A dex
save.
Save. Yeah. Dex
okay.
Save.
So I will do a because. Yeah. Okay. So I guess this will be plus +5 to this because it's a dex save.
Okay.
So a 13.
So a 13. That is not enough,
okay.
And you are flung off the top and take slam onto the ground and take 12 points of damage as you smash onto the ground. By the way, when that happened, these blocks, the bits and pieces of the broken stuff
pushed.
Went flying, okay. Are pushed.
Well, we just keep messing this up. Sorry, Acrodite. Try to hit the lever.
Okay, so go back to the other lever.
Yeah, that seems like the right answer.
Okay, I will.
Okay,
shuffle over there, climb up, and lever north.
Okay. Yeah, this only goes in one direction.
Okay, what direction?
So, to the west, and when you do that, another gelatinous cube splats down.
Pew, 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 pew. Just
you guys, it can't get to any of you, and you can just shoot it. Now, can you cast spells in your wild shape?
No.
No. Okay.
But he doesn't need to do it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You can cast abjuration spells in your wild shape.
Just abjuration.
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
That's true. That's true.
Well, between Engelbert and Papa,
yeah.
I mean, if you just don't want to
constantly firebolting that,
right?
Yeah, you can just it is moving around down there, but it can't get up. It can't climb up. So you destroy it, and
we call him over to search it.
There is no key. I'm going to go forward in time. Here.
I was going to say
yes. Now that you figured it out and you figured out how to do it safely, and you're not being frozen because you've all taken precautions from the cold, and you're not running around, and you're not trying to battle it hand to hand, this is just a matter of time. So you drop a couple of them, and 6, 7. All right, it's taken a long time. Oh my god, about 30 of them. No, about 15 of them go by, and you finally find the second key.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. the massive depression of having to go through 15 of them before we find another key has to ward away at Engelbert's psyche. He's like, it doesn't matter. These keys aren't even going to do anything.
All right. So, Acrodite, you bring the key up. I assume, and at this point, your wild shape is gone.
Okay.
And you could have produced flame and helped from the battle from up there. But,
sure.
If you, with the ropes that are left behind, you're able to climb safely outside of your wild shape. Okay. So you have two keys. There's two keyholes.
I assume we're doing this nuclear countdown style simultaneous key turn.
Yes.
It seems like the right thing to
do. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Black stuff.
So there's one in each one of these skulls, and the teleportation portal in the center glows with white light.
I walk on through.
Okay. And so Engelbert disappears.
I will walk through as well.
And Acrodite disappears, and Papa disappears, and you appear in the next room. Okay. So in the next room, the temperature becomes immensely more tolerable and much nicer temperature room. So it's a 40-foot square room. It's well lit. The light just seems to be coming from all over. There's a light gray stonework making up the walls, the ceiling, and the floor. So it's 40 feet square and about 20 feet up. I'm sorry, 12 feet up. And in the middle of the room stands six doors, kind of freestanding, all attached, each labeled in ancient Roman numerals. It wouldn't be Roman numerals where you're from, but we'll just say that they are. So the I, the 3, the 4, you know, and so forth.
They're labeled 1 through 6.
Yeah, 1 through 6.
Do I see that, like, this wall or these doors exist freestanding, and then, like, I go around behind them and see that they are just...
Yep, just doors.
Okay.
You can see the back of the doors.
Monsters, Inc. door style, like...
It's yes.
Just a freestanding door. Okay. They say the same number on both sides?
No, just on your the north side.
Okay. Before we open any of these, and I'm not touching anything, but I want to thoroughly check
investigate
the doors, the frames, whatever. I want to know all the things about that I can see about it.
Okay. So roll investigation, all three of you.
Every single time I roll lower than my passive.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Now I'm really actually noticing it because Matt brought it up.
Right.
I wasn't even focusing on it before, but I've literally rolled lower than my passive every single time.
Well, you're taking time to do this, so you're not in any rush. So your passive will apply.
No, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. You just have it rolled. Yeah.
How often you don't match your passive number.
Yep. Huh. Okay, you do find they just look like normal doors. Without touching them, you're very careful. You do find on the back side that there are the letters S-E-V-E-N, spelling 7, on doors 1 through 5, with nothing on door 6. Now, these are crude carvings that someone has just kind of scratched into the wood, maybe with a penknife or a sharp talon or a stone or something. And so you have that. Does that make sense?
I mean, I understand the words you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make sure I understand. Is that on doors 1 through 5, they're on the back, let's call it.
On the back,
there is
yes.
one letter on each of them. And when you read them all together, it says 7.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so on the back of door 1 is the N, right, the back of door 2 is the E, and so on.
I gotcha.
With nothing on the back of door 6.
Gotcha. All right, gentlemen. If I'm counting right, this is the 5th room we've been in. It's hard to tell if we're going up or down, but I believe this is our 5th room.
I agree.
So we either want to get into 6 or 7.
That's steady logic.
I'm going to... So... I think step one is, if this is working the way I think it is, if I open door 5 from the north side of it where I see the number 5. It should just open to this room. Like, it should be, this is the 5th floor. Yes. And I should be opening a door to the 5th floor, and nothing should, like, at worst case scenario, if the door sucks me in, I should be spit out here. Like,
that is a thought. So, it looks like, I mean, are you opening the door?
I'm talking to my compatriots about what what we want to, like, do we want to test that theory, or?
Papa thought he was asking him to test the theory, so he just started opening the door when he started saying that.
All right, so you open the door, door number 5, and you see the other side of the room, like a normal door.
I think you're right, Engelbert.
Okay.
I ask Engelbert to go around to the other side of the door that I'm
okay, open, yeah, I do that. I have open. Okay. Do I see him?
So let's position your token over here. I'll put him over here. So, yeah. Yes, you see him through the door. The door is open.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I just tell him, obviously, you're correct about that.
Let's try this other door. I hate room 4, so... But I'd have to get through it anyway, so...
Let's try... let's just go to 6.
Okay, yeah. Let's try opening 6. Okay.
All right, I move over 1, and then I'm like, ready?
Yes.
I pull it open. Or, I don't know, is it pull or push or whatever?
Push, actually.
Yeah, okay, then I'll push it open.
And the door opens, and you see Engelbert.
Perfect. Okay, shut that door.
I shut the door.
Let's open all... The
let's open 1 through 5.
So we spell out 7 and let's do it in order. Yeah. So we did S is open.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're gonna open
E, V,
okay,
E, N.
All right, so all the doors are open except for 6,
right?
And you see through the doors as if they're just normal.
All right, now
like
we
a
open
door
this.
Display,
yeah,
or something.
Now we open the 6th door.
Okay, and nothing different other than you have now 6 open doors, and you can see right through them.
I can see right through them. Okay.
Okay.
Yep, like someone is displaying doors at a door store.
I walk through the 6th door.
Okay. From the south side?
Yep.
Okay.
I see him coming, so I'll back up for him.
Okay, you go through and step through.
I turn around and walk back through again.
Okay, you go through and nothing happens.
All right, that's not it. I close door 6.
Okay.
When I open it, do I now, is it pull for me because it was push for him, or do I also push?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you pull. Yeah.
So when I open it, does it do anything weird?
No.
Okay. I'm going to close all the doors and do the same thing we did, but now from this side where it says 7, the same idea. So close them all, then open them all in order, and then... Open 6.
Nothing.
Do it one more time, but now I'm going to start with door 1 instead of starting with door 5 and counting down. I'm going N-E-V-E-S and seeing if that, then when I open 6, does anything.
No.
I close all the doors just to reset the puzzle.
Hmm.
So all the doors are closed, and you tried opening them in different sequences. You walked through door 6 from both directions, and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. I just opened 6. Still just by itself.
Okay.
Anything happen?
No.
I walk through it.
Nothing happens.
I walk through it the other way.
Nothing happens.
I close it.
What about if I... Here's an odd one I'm going to try. So I walk through door number 1.
Okay.
And then I walk back through the opposite way of door number 2.
Yeah,
and like, so on and so forth.
Swirl back and forth.
Yeah. Like a snake.
That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Does that do anything? I go all the way to the end or whatever.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's. I so thought that was it.
I do it, but I start at 5, count down to 1, and then double back and walk through. Like, I spell 7, and then I walk through 6 as my last door.
No.
I go home and pout.
Yeah, well, we can't get out. Sorry.
You can't get out. You're stuck in the room.
The door closed, so...
All right.
I just
can I look around the walls and stuff and see if there's
dig
anything
out some parchment for my suicide note. And
did that door just move? Oh, okay,
sure did.
Yeah, that door is no longer there.
All right,
7. Is it? Can I do? I see any writings or pictograms or pictographs or anything on the walls?
No.
Any shoe prints or
no?
No. Any gelatinous cubes?
No. You did, they're your own footprints with the water from the melted ice.
Aha! I follow them.
So you repeat everything you
genius!
Just in case I did it wrong the first time.
Right.
Boo.
There's no locks on these doors or anything? That's a question.
There are no locks on the doors.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's just stone. Everything, well, other than the doors, obviously. But this whole room is just a stone room.
Yes. And then these freestanding doors. I mean, they're in stone arches and wooden doors.
I'm going to knock on the doors that spell seven and then open the sixth door and walk through it.
Okay. Knocking and then you pass through. Nothing happens.
Okay. Close the door behind me.
Right. Okay. Let's roll some investigations.
All right.
Okie doke.
Ah.
Hey, I finally got above my passive.
There you go.
Yay. Six times the charm.
Yeah.
Papa, you're sitting there looking at the seven and the seven, and then you walk around and you're like, I started at the one and then I went to six, and then I went to the two and to five. And you're like, well, 1 and 6 equals 7, and 2 and 5 equals 7, and 3 and 4 equals 7.
I just start doing math. They think I'm the fucking Rain Man.
Yeah.
Just muttering to myself as I walk around the room. Okay, so I tell Engelbert, I'm like, let's try to do open doors 1 and 6 together.
Okay, we open them.
Okay, very good.
Does anything happen?
No.
I walk through.
And Engelbert disappears.
Oh,
sweet. I go to whatever door he was at and just walk through it.
Sure.
Okay. Engelbert disappears. Papa, you walk through.
Okay. So I tell Acrodyne, I'm like, let's open 2 and 5 together.
Ah, sure. Whoop, whoop. 2 and 5.
My math skills are not that strong.
No, my Roman numerals.
Fuck you, Romans.
Okay. So you're at 2 and 5.
Yeah, and I'm like, you can go ahead, Acrodyne.
All right, I will do it.
Okay, as he walks through, Papa, you are pulled through that door as well.
Okay, cool. So I don't have to do the last two by myself. Nice.
Yes, and just so you know, since you're not going to come back and do this, if you had done 1, 2, and 4, the three of you would have gone through all at once.
But oh, okay, I see. Different.
It depends on how many people are in the room.
Right. Fair enough.
A single person cannot get through this.
Ah, okay.
Gotcha. Oh, because the doors have to be open together at the same time.
Well, yeah, well, there's just no seven. So there's no way of... Yeah.
But I couldn't have held 4 and 3 together.
Open the door.
That's why I saved those two for the last.
Right, to do it yourself. Yeah. I guess that would have worked. Yeah. That
sweet.
Worked. You could reach both. Okay, so you solved that puzzle.
All right. I'm proud of us.
Okay, so this is a very large room and a lot of stuff will go on here. So maybe this is a good time to stop for the week.
All right, sure. Sounds good. Pick it up next week.
Well.
Thanks for listening to The Guild That Keeps On Giving. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, or whatever your favorite podcast service. Also, don't forget to like and share our Facebook page, The Guild That Keeps On Giving on Facebook, our Instagram at TGTKOG, and our Twitter at T_G_T_K_O_G. For all of us here at The Guild That Keeps On Giving, thanks for listening and have a great week.